Twice as Nice, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Young Susan had possibly made a grave miscalculation when he decided to try to seduce Luo Fusheng's dad after sleeping with Luo Fusheng. He makes a little embarrassing squeal when Luo Fusheng grabs him by the hair and drags him away from Luo Qingang. He tries to grab for Luo Fusheng's hand above his head, flailing wildly, but before he can quite manage, he's been thrown down to the floor. "What the hell?" young Susan yells, and then squeaks and freezes because Luo Fusheng has crouched down in front of him and is pointing a fucking knife right at young Susan's nose. "Don't you think you're overreacting, Fusheng?" Luo Qingang says quite calmly, and young Susan dares to peer past the knife long enough to see that Luo Qingang is still sitting in the armchair and doesn't seem to have moved at all. Luo Fusheng reaches out with his free hand to grab young Susan by the chin. He doesn't dare to even make a sound as Luo Fusheng's fingers press into his jaw hard enough to hurt. "It's really too bad that Luo Fusheng is really fucking hot like this," young Susan thinks, and then wants to curse his fucking libido. "You need to learn how to ask before you touch other people's things," Luo Fusheng says with his eyes blazing. He lets go of young Susian's chin and grabs him by the hair again. Young Susian hisses, but doesn't try to stop him. The knife is still right there after all, and young Susian would really prefer not to be stabbed. He really would like to not be dragged around by his hair either, but stabbing is definitely worse. Fuck! Young Susian's libido has finally landed him into the trouble everyone keeps warning him about. Maybe he should have seen it coming. "Well, someone needs to finish what he started," Luo Qingang says, still sounding far too calm. "Oh, someone will," Luo Fusheng says, with this sharp grin on his lips that makes young Susian shiver. The next thing he knows, young Susian is being dragged up by his hair and into a chair. All he can do is scramble to try to keep up. "Don't move," Luo Fusheng says, his voice low and dangerous. Then he leaves young Susian sitting there and moves away, apparently to go open one of the cabinets in the living room. Young Susian tenses, ready to just bolt. "I recommend staying right there," Luo Qingang says calmly. He's still sitting in the armchair where young Susian had been crawled up into his lap just a few moments ago. It feels like it's been a small eternity. He's looking at young Susian with a small smile, seemingly entirely unbothered by everything happening. Without quite meaning to, young Susian's eyes fall down to Luo Qingang's crotch, and the very visible bulge is still there. Young Susian licks his lips. Somehow, there's still a small sliver of lust burning in young Susian's veins, and honestly, sometimes he can't quite believe himself. "I can just leave," young Susian suggests a bit shakily, looking at Luo Fusheng, who's walking back toward him with... "Is that the rope in his hands? Why would there be rope in... No, you know what? He doesn't want to know." "You'll never need to see me again," he says, swallowing dryly. "It's too bad, really. He'd looked forward to bedding Luo Fusheng again and again. But good sex is not quite worth his life." "Too late," Luo Fusheng says with a vicious grin. "At least the knife is gone now," young Susian thinks with some relief. He tenses again when Luo Fusheng stops in front of him. He really should have just run when he had the chance, but he's not quite sure he could get away from Luo Fusheng if he tried. Luo Fusheng pats his shoulder in an almost friendly way that seems entirely unfitting to the situation. And then he fucking binds young Susian to the chair. Young Susian doesn't quite dare to actually struggle. He should, but he knows there's not much he could do against Luo Fusheng anyway. "Please, You don't need to do this, young Susan begs. Luo Fusheng snorts and calmly secures the last knot around young Susian's leg before standing up, his hands pressing against young Susian's thighs. Young Susian's cock twitches. He might be scared shitless, but he's still turned on, which is fucking uncomfortable. Luo Fusheng leans in to grab his jaw roughly and presses a quick, hard kiss to young Susian's lips. Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you this time, Luo Fusheng says, which isn't really that reassuring. He drags the chair, with young Susian in it, in front of Luo Qinggeng, who looks on with mild amusement. Young Susian wants to keep begging, but then suddenly Luo Fusheng is undressing, and young Susian might not actually get murdered tonight after all. So, maybe it's better to just keep his mouth shut and not annoy Luo Fusheng anymore. It honestly isn't until Luo Fusheng is bare-ass naked and climbing into Luo Qinggeng's lap that young Susian realizes what's about to happen here. It's just, people don't do that. He watches Luo Fusheng straddle Luo Qinggeng's thighs and then lean against Luo Qinggeng's front, as he reaches around to push two slick fingers inside his own ass. Young Susian stares as Luo Fusheng preps himself quick and rough, his ass right there on display in front of young Susian. Luo Qinggeng has already pulled his own cock out and is stroking it lazily. Young Susian whimpers and bites his lip as Luo Fusheng slowly sinks down on Luo Qinggeng's cock. Luo Fusheng's back arches, his hand resting on Luo Qinggeng's shoulders. He groans softly as more and more of Luo Qinggeng's cock vanishes inside him. Yang Susian can't pull his eyes away. His cock aches and he can't even touch himself as he watches Luo Fusheng fuck himself on Luo Qinggeng's cock. He has a perfect view of the way Luo Fusheng sinks down onto that hard cock again and again, Luo Qinggeng's hands on his hips, holding him steady. He can see the way Luo Fusheng's arm moves, stroking his own cock quickly, and wishes he had a better view of that as well. Young Susian bites his lip, cursing quietly as Luo Fusheng's head falls back and he lets out this long, soft moan, pressing himself down onto Luo Qinggeng's cock as he comes. Then Luo Qinggeng grasps him a bit harder, grunting as his hips buck up, pushing himself deeper into Luo Fusheng. Luo Fusheng collapses against Luo Qinggeng, and Luo Qinggeng wraps his arms around him, nuzzling at his cheek. Young Susian is fucking hard as a rock, watching the two cuddle softly for a while. He doesn't quite dare interrupt. It's also fucking hot as hell, even when they're not actually fucking anymore. Then Luo Fusheng rises up, Luo Qinggeng's cock slipping out of his ass. Young Susian watches the cum dribble out of Luo Fusheng's asshole before Luo Fusheng turns around to face young Susian. Luo Fusheng straddles his lap, deliberately grinding his ass down against the young Susian's hard cock. Young Susian moans and tugs futilely on his bound hands. Please, Luo Fusheng, I need to... Young Susian can't stop himself from begging, but gets cut off by Luo Fusheng leaning down to bite his lip. Young Susian yelps at the hard sting, tears springing to his eyes. Luo Fusheng kisses his nose lightly and says, amusement dancing in his eyes. Not today. This isn't a reward. Yang Susian whimpers, but knows better than to try saying anything. He might just make things worse for himself. Luo Fusheng kisses him, slow and lazy, and Yang Susian fucking thinks he might die anyway, just from the lust burning inside him. Then Luo Fusheng quite unceremoniously climbs off his lap. Are you going to let him loose? Luo Qinggeng asks with mild curiosity. After a shower, maybe, Luo Fusheng says, unconcerned. Maybe you can fuck him later, Dad, since I interrupted. Luo Qinggeng hums lightly. I don't recover quite that fast, Fusheng, Luo Qinggeng says mildly. Luo Fusheng pats young Xiu Xian's hair. That's okay. He'll wait. Then Luo Fusheng leans in a bit closer to say, either way, you're not coming tonight. Young Xiu Xian whimpers. Yeah, Luo Fusheng is just going to kill him through unfulfilled lust instead. Luo Fusheng kisses him softly on the cheek and pats his hair and then just walks away, leaving him there. Luo Qinggeng looks at him and shakes his head a bit, with an expression of fond amusement on his face, before he too gets up and follows after Luo Fusheng. They're actually just going to leave young Xiu Xian here, aren't they? Young Xiu Xian lets his head fall back and curses out loud. The end.